We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, health-conscious viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Bureaubird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, and Ciudad Della, Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Teleboyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanacion 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ateuba La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouay on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolian Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhund Old Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur, Kanul District, Channel 25 on Himori Cable TV. In Hotush on 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dornohab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilong County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshung Cable TV. And in Puzhu City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daikan Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Islamic Relief Worldwide collaborates with the United Nations to assist displaced Iraqi citizens. In good governance news, Angola provides pure water for her citizens. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 19th, is the 101st birthday of humanitarian Sir Nicholas George Winton, born in the United Kingdom. Sir Nicholas is responsible for saving the lives of hundreds of Czechoslovakian children in 1939. A young London stockbroker at the time, he established a rescue operation in which the endangered youth would be transferred to residences in Britain. Sir Nicholas had a key role in raising finances and finding foster homes for each of the 669 children who were brought to safety. Sir Nicholas did not tell anyone about his noble deed. It wasn't until 1988 that his altruistic past was discovered. He has since been recognized as an honorary citizen of Prague and received a knighthood by Queen Elizabeth II, among his many other honors. Heaven's abundant blessing, Sir Nicholas George Winton, on your compassionate heart and heroic actions. May you celebrate a very joyous birthday, surrounded by treasured friends and loving relations.
Fly News, China lashed by yet another round of storms. Starting on Thursday, May 13th, downpours that struck 280 towns and communities in the nation's Hunan province claimed a life as floods set off a landslide in the remote Xipu County's Shaanxi Township, also isolating 8,000 people as a bridge was washed away and roads were blocked. Local officials have thus far delivered 5,000 kilograms of rice and 200 quilts to the stranded. Elsewhere in the province, 3.1 million people have been affected, including some 118,500 residents who had to be relocated as 3,100 homes and 10,200 hectares of crops were damaged or destroyed.
Officials are visiting the afflicted, with over 5,000 soldiers who have been sent to the disaster-hit regions to assist in getting full relief operations underway. Chinese officials, soldiers, and all other personnel, we are thankful for your swift efforts to render aid to the storm afflicted. our sympathies for the life lost as we pray that the Hunan province residents soon regain the stability of their daily lives and that such calamities subside through our greater benevolence.
Record floods continue in Yemen. Heavy rains on Saturday, May 15, caused record floodwaters levels of up to 30 millimeters in Yemen's western city of Taiz. At least four perished as the Jebel Habashi district of Taiz governorate was inundated and homes cracked. A panel has been established to assess the damage. In Makbana district, several members of a family were injured as the force of the storm submerged agricultural lands and destroyed wells.
Just last week, stormy weather also damaged 250 tents and the belongings, including food of Yemenis displaced by civil conflict, who were taking refuge at the Al-Mazraq camps in Hajjah Governorate. Local police personnel, the United Nations Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, and other officials have been working to provide sufficient shelter for the afflicted. The nation has also received international donations to rebuild the affected areas.
We thank the Yemeni police, the UN Refugee Agency, and all personnel working to ease the situation. Our prayers are with the flood-stricken for their resiliency in recovering the regularity of daily life, as we look forward to such calamities being minimized by our greater kindness toward each other and the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. assists in rebuilding Southern Sudan's agricultural production. In a partnership with Southern Sudan's Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is donating $55 million U.S. dollars for the five-year development of a food, agribusiness, and rural markets, or FARM, program to renew agricultural production and independence in areas affected by civil war. In cooperation with other endeavors, such as new roads being built, the program seeks to both alleviate hunger and provide farmers with greater access to markets through increased production of staple crops, such as maize and sorghum. Many thanks and heaven bless the United States for your generous support through this agricultural rebuilding initiative. May such measures help hasten the day that the dignified people of Southern Sudan enjoy lasting stability, prosperity, and peace.
Russia upholds poker ban. As part of a nationwide campaign to reduce gambling, which Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has said is an addiction worse than alcohol, poker and other casino games were banned last July 2009 in all but four remote regions. An additional measure passed in February 2010 also prohibits activities of the Russian Sports Poker Federation. Since that time, the Economic Crimes Unit has shut down at least 70 illegal casinos and 600 slot machine arcades to help protect citizens from gambling's potentially devastating effects. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, government personnel, and Russia for your efforts to protect the public from such harmful practices. Wishing the people of Russia and all global citizens the joy of wholesome, fulfilling lives shared with loved ones.
Iran signs nuclear fuel trade agreement. Following meetings on Monday, May 17, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad signed an accord which specifies that Iran will send low-enriched uranium to Turkey in exchange for nuclear fuel to be used in the fields of energy and medicine. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Maman Parast stated that the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, is being apprised of this agreement, which has also been commended by Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa as an optimistic advancement in building international confidence. Your Excellencies of Iran, Brazil, and Turkey, our respectful congratulations for your fruitful meeting resulting in this peaceful accord. Blessed be such efforts toward a world where all nations coexist in harmony and mutual respect.
Buddha's birthday celebrated worldwide. All across the globe, hundreds of millions of Buddhists commemorated the enlightened master Shakyamuni Buddha's day of birth, known as Vesak Day. Also honoring the time of Buddha's enlightenment and passing, Vesak Day is observed with prayers and sutra recitations in temples, in some places for days or even a month.
I'm always looking forward to this celebration to greet him, say thank you for everything.
During this joyous time, Buddhists adhere to a merciful vegetarian diet, as the Buddha did on Earth, to spare sentient lives.
I've been vegetarian for a month already, just for Buddha's birthday, and I do it every year.
In Orange County, California, USA, organizers of this year's Vesak Festival, Van Fuak and Bakna Buddhist Temples, invited Huan Shen Restaurant as the only restaurant caterer helping to serve the event's all-vegetarian food. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association who run the restaurant thus had an opportunity to share and promote delicious and loving plant-based cuisine.
I've been vegetarian for 35 years.
That's beautiful. You're celebrating Buddha's birthday every day.
That's the goal.
In Formosa, or Taiwan, the National Religion Union Development Foundation held an event just ahead of Vesak Day titled Buddha Bless, Spread Warmth to Earth. The Taipei government, Buddhist and other groups are gathered to pray for Mother Earth and fellow beings. The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association was also invited to participate and share the message of Be Veg, Go Green, Save the Planet. On this special occasion of the Lord Buddha's holy birth, we join in prayer for our world and all beings. May Buddha bless our precious planet as more people walk the saintly path of love and compassion.
Third annual New York City Veggie Pride Parade, another success. As the veg trend continues to gain momentum, people from an array of backgrounds united in the streets of New York City, USA, to celebrate their choice of the animal-friendly vegan lifestyle in the city's 2010 annual Veggie Pride Parade.
There are problems with the meat diet that affect everyone, meat eater or not. Sanitation problems, pollution problems, health problems, economic problems.
Among the many participants were members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, who carried banners proclaiming the 100% benefits to body and planet of the vegan lifestyle. Many other people of all ages and nationalities also joined, donned in costumes and displaying similar messages that demonstrated their dedication to the conscientious veg diet.
We're here in New York City, USA for the third annual Veggie Pride Parade.
Every being wants to live and I think that it's wrong to consume meat and take their life.
I just think it's important to at least check out the vegetarian lifestyle and find out just how healthy it is for yourself, for the environment, for the animals.
The parade began meaningfully in the meatpacking district of New York City and ended at the Union Square Park. Here, the public was invited to learn more about the vegan diet while enjoying free sample foods from numerous exhibitions. Also provided were entertainment and speeches, including a keynote address by Mickey Z, who writes a bi-monthly column for the Veg News magazine called Mickey Z Essays that reaches over 195,000 readers in 38 nations. As during the two previous years, the turnout for the 2010 New York City Veggie Pride Parade was tremendous.
I think it sends a huge message to anybody in the city or watching this, how many people are vegetarian, who really, really believe in it, and it gets bigger and bigger every year. Being vegan, I think, has been the best thing in my life.
We have 40 exhibitors. We have two stages. We filled up the whole park again. I mean, this is a massive area, and all of our exhibitors here were just right on cue, and everything, as far as I'm concerned, went exactly to plan. I'm very, very, very pleased this year.
Reporting for Supreme Master Television in Union Square, New York City, USA.
Hats off all organizers and participants of the third annual New York City Veggie Pride Parade. Wishing more and more people discover the abundant vitality of life-sparing plant-based fare.
Be wet, grow green, set the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
U.S. woman graduates college at age 94. On Saturday, May 15th, Ms. Hazel Cerez of San Leandro, California, received her college diploma, making her the second oldest person known to earn a higher education degree. She said, "It's taken me quite a long time because I've had a busy life. I'm finally achieving it, and it makes me feel really good." That same day, Miss Nola Ox of Kansas, USA, was noted by the Guinness Book of Records to be the oldest ever person to receive a college degree, having just successfully completed her master's at age 98. Miss Hazel Soares, at the ripe age of 94, still drives and is in great health, living a prescription medicine-free life, which she believes is because she eats lots of fresh vegetables. Our warm congratulations, Miss Soares, on your notable achievement, and our accolades to Miss Ox as well, wishing you both the best in your exemplary lives as you remind us all that it's never too late to reach for higher aspirations.
Save our planet. Warming causes ice cap on Ugandan mountain range to split. Researchers at Uganda's Wildlife Authority, or UWA, say that climate change has accelerated glacial melt on the country's western Rwenzori mountain range, with a recent 6-meter-wide crevice discovered on the ice cap covering Mount Margarita, Africa's third highest peak.
This mountain, one of the few near the equator to host a glacier, was named a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site in 1994. However, rising temperatures have seen Mount Margarita's ice cap go from 6 square kilometers in size 50 years ago to less than 1 square kilometer today, with scientists forecasting that all the glaciers in the Rwenzori range could disappear within 20 years.
Uganda Wildlife Authority scientists, we are thankful for your careful observations and insights into the African continent's vital glaciers. May such information hasten us all toward lifestyles that restore the Earth's balance and stability.
Highlighting the urgency of the planet's warming state, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized, as on many previous occasions, the need to foster eco-conscious ways during an August 2008 video conference with our Canadian Association members.
The time of disappearing of the ice means also the spelling of trouble for our planet. Of course, it would be better if we already saved the planet before the ice melted. But as it is, we can only do the best we can and trying to inform everybody to save themselves by being vegan. If the ice melts quicker, then of course we have shorter time to save the planet. But nevertheless, because people are joining a vegan diet, we still can manage to save the world.
Save Our Planet. Israeli President Shimon Peres inaugurates the new Hadera desalinization plant, providing 127 million cubic meters of fresh water per year to supply approximately 20% of the country's annual household needs.
Save Our Planet. Malaysia's Standard Chartered Bank launches its Green Fingers Eco Project, planting 8,000 trees to honor customers' commitment to paperless banking and as a contribution to the government's goal of planting 26 million trees by 2014.
Save Our Planet. During the Qatar Alternative Energy Investors Summit, Arab businesses and organizations urge for the sustainable and economic benefits of more widespread use of wind energy along with the region's ample sun through the development of hybrid solar wind energy projects.
Laguna, and this is my friend Mirabel.
Hello, we are Happy Vegans and two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
We have a tip to share on keeping your home environment healthy.
It is important to remove excess dampness from the air to prevent mold from appearing in various places in your home.
It can lead to allergic reactions and respiratory problems.
To help reduce the moisture level, you can use built-in exhaust fans for showers and kitchens, or open a window whenever possible.
For more information, please check your local library, building association, or online.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
Thank you.
in the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Formosa or Taiwan. Our association members from Kaohsiung, Formosa or Taiwan were invited to join in celebrating Kaohsiung City Scout Day. In attendance were hundreds of elementary, junior high, and senior high school youths belonging to the General Association of the Scouts of China. Held at Fushan Junior High School, the exciting event included entertainment activities such as making art from recycled materials and presentations of badges, honors, and special awards. Throughout the day, the Scouts had the opportunity to learn about being vegan to halt climate change at numerous information centers set up by our association members. Students participating were given tokens for complimentary vegan burgers, which were later served. Several SOS banners were also displayed.
我们就要努力的爱地球，不要吃素，做好那个环保分类，然后不要乱丢垃圾，多吃蔬菜，不要吃那个鱼肉那些东西。多吃素，然后多做资源回收，然后帮助就是一些比较可怜的人，让地球变得更好。以前啊，都是觉得全球暖化是由那些废弃物跟汽车排放出来的东西。 造成的啊，看完这些东西之后才发现，原来畜牧业才是真正重要的问题。吃素环保救地球，耶！
Bravo Earth Loving Scouts, may all young citizens be graced with a long-lasting planet in which all life is cherished.
In humanitarian news, the United Nations donates more than $8.5 million for Iraqi citizens. The UN Refugee Agency will contribute the funds to the Islamic Relief Worldwide, or IRW, to provide aid to displaced people in Iraq. IRW plans to make available food, water, and shelter. In addition, their focus will be on improving the areas of healthcare, education, and hygiene. Refugees in Al-Walid camp in Syria will also be helped. Our heartfelt gratitude, the United Nations Refugee Agency, and Islamic Relief Worldwide, for your laudable efforts. May many gracious individuals be greatly benefited by your kind assistance. Up next on Noteworthy News, clean drinking water has been made available for districts in Angola. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. More supporting news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, salutable news for a respectable world. And good governance news. Angola provides pure water for her citizens. The Water for All government-sponsored program has succeeded in providing clean water to Cubal, Lumbo, and Chilo communes in the province of Benguela. It is envisioned that by 2012, 80% of the population will have access to safe drinking water. Our respectful appreciation, Angola, for your commitment to providing this essential service to many. May the gentle people of your nation be blessed with pristine water and nutritious plant-based food for a brilliant and sustainable future.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Croatian entitled Wedding Anniversary.
Oženjeni smo 20 godina, a imali smo samo jednu svađu. Počela je na dan našeg venčanja i još nije završila.
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, Morphic Resonance, on Science and Spirituality. Dr. Sheldrake, a United Kingdom scientist, presented fascinating ideas about the existence of collective memory.
What a cool show. I'll check out the rest of your channel. This is also a great introduction to Dr. Sheldrake, who seems very worthwhile. Viewer from United Kingdom.
I love the way you have translated this into multiple languages. Steve from USA.
Vibrant viewers, thank you for your supportive notes. Dr. Sheldrake's innovative ideas are indeed thought-provoking. For more information about Dr. Sheldrake and his exceptional work, please visit www.sheldrake.org. Wishing you great blessings and heaven's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the grace of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders from Mexico and the European Union conclude their fifth summit with agreement for greater collaboration in security and protecting human rights, as well as providing support for this December's climate change negotiations.
Iranian journalist and activist Akbar Ganji is honored with the U.S.-based Milton Friedman Prize for Advancing Liberty, along with a $500,000 cash award for his significant contributions in promoting human freedom.
During their meeting in Minsk, visiting Oleksiy's or Vietnamese president, Nguyen Minh Xic, and Belarusian president, Alexander Lukashenko, agreed to increase bilateral trade to $1 billion by next year.
Armenia's cabinet of ministers approves a donation of $100,000 in emergency humanitarian aid for storm victims in Tajikistan.
Hollywood actress and Kentucky, USA native Ashley Judd joins the Animal Legal Defense Fund in calling upon state Governor Steve Beshear to ensure the upholding of laws that require stray dogs and cats be provided with certain standards of care.
Guyanese and visiting French delegations agreed to increase cooperation across several fields, with the French delegates also welcomed for a cordial meeting with President Bharat Jadeo.
With the help of international donors, the National Institute of Music in Kabul, Afghanistan, is providing music lessons to children and plans to officially open later this month with the goal of reviving musical traditions of the country.
Greek archaeologists discover that the country's ancient cultures had times of austerity similar to those of societies today, with a 4th century BC period when elaborate funeral offerings were replaced by clay and other more affordable materials.
Sri Lanka's Child Development and Women's Empowerment Minister, Tissa Karaliyada, announces plans for a rehabilitation program to provide street children with education and vocational training.
To provide more access to healthy fruits and vegetables, a special food policy task force has been appointed in Baltimore, Maryland, USA, to promote activities such as expanded community gardens and street vending of nutritious foods.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.